Zanzinger killed poor Hattie Carroll with a cane that he twirled round his diamond ring finger at a Baltimore Hotel Society gathering, and the cops were called in, and his weapon took from him as they marched him in custody down to the station and booked William Zanzinger for first degree murder. And you who philosophize disgrace and criticize all fear, take the rag away from your face, for now ain't the time for your tears. William Zanzinger, who was 24 years, owned a tobacco farm of 600 acres with rich, wealthy parents to provide and protect him. High office relations in the politics of Maryland reared to his deed with a shrug off his shoulders and swear words and a snarling from his tongue. It was sneering. In a matter of minutes, on bail was out walking. And you who philosophize disgrace and criticize all fear, take the rag away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears. Hattie Carroll was a maid in the kitchen. She was 51 years old and gave birth to 10 children, who emptied the garbage and took out the dishes and never sat once at the head of the table, who emptied the ashtrays on a whole other level and cleared up all of the food from the table, was killed by a blow, laid slain by a cane that sailed through the air and came down through the room, and she never did nothing to William Zanzinger. But you who philosophize disgrace and criticize all fear, take the rag away from your face, for now ain't the time for your tears. In the courtroom of honor, the judge pounded his gavel to show that all's equal and the law's on the level, and the strings in the books are not pulled or persuaded, and the ladder of the law has no top and no bottom. Stared at the man who had killed without reason, who just happened to be feeling that way without warning, and he spoke through his cloak most deep and distinguished, and handed out strongly for penalty and repentance William Zanzinger on a 6-month sentence. But you who philosophize disgrace and criticize all fears, bury the rag most deep in your face, for now is the time for your tears.